miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Matthew Hertenstein, his book is called The Tell, The Little Clues That Reveal the Big Truths About Who We Are. It's published by Basic Books. You should read it. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, Matthew, in The Tell, you tell about the corners of the eyes on those yearbook photos in addition to just the smile. So it's a real smile versus a put-on smile. Go and expand on that a little bit, would you?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of research has shown over the last couple of decades that when people will smile with that muscle around their eyes, in addition to the one that pulls up their lip corners, it's more of a genuine smile. And we see differences in how the brain lights up in terms of showing more genuine smiling. People report feeling more genuine joy when that eye muscle contracts. And like I said, people can't do it voluntarily for the most part. Only about 10% of people can. So, you know, if you tell a joke, for example, and you see somebody smile at you and they don't contract that muscle around their eyes, but they do smile nonetheless, that probably means they don't really find your joke all that funny, honestly, because it's not a genuine smile. They're just, you know, being polite to you to show you that smile, so to speak. So that muscle around the eyes really makes a difference in terms of how people feel and experience it, even physiologically in the brain.
So when you look at it on your yearbook, and we're going to ask about Facebook as well, but when you look at it on the yearbook, what you really want to do is see that the corner of the eye smile, and that's who you want to, if you're looking for a mate, you want to look at that yearbook photo to see whether it's likely you're going to stay married. Is that because it reveals that they have a sense of humor and it's necessary to have a sense of humor in any compromising, long-term compromising, meaning a relationship where you've got to compromise a lot, which is what you have to do with marriage, or is there some other reason?
Yeah, well, our study definitely shows that you can predict marital stability from the smile, but it doesn't answer the question of why. I do have some speculations, but before I give them, I just want to say, too, this is, I think, important for listeners to know, is that I would be hesitant to, you know, on a case-by-case basis to look at people's yearbook photos because you never know. Somebody could be having a bad day when they go ahead and have their picture taken. A specific person could, or maybe they don't feel confident about their teeth for some reason, so they don't want to smile
but you did say it had a 92% prediction rate, though.
Well, when you're observing couples interact with each other for about three or four minutes. But for the yearbook photo study, you're right in the sense that, you know, the lowest, or the smile, the people that smiled least were five times more likely. So there's definitely a relationship. But I just want to make sure that we're careful to know that these are averages looking at a lot of people. Because again, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to like not marry somebody because they weren't smiling in their yearbook photo. But to answer your question, there's a couple of candidate explanations, I think. Number one, I think people in general who smile in their photos and contract that orbicularis oculi muscle around the eye, those people, evidence shows, tend to be be happier in life. There's other studies that show that. They report higher levels of well-being and whatnot. They also probably attract other happier people, right? Smiles are very powerful things in our lives, and it's not, a smile is not only a reflection of an internal state of how we feel, but they're powerful signals that affect other people. And it really, really affects their relationships. There's another study that's actually, you mentioned Facebook, where researchers coded smiling in Facebook photos, and they found that people who did smile in their Facebook photos had a significantly greater social network, had more friends, they had more support. And so there's something about smiling in those photos that reveal that sort of thing. But, smiling is probably, you know, worn on people's faces that are more optimistic and just generally happier. And that, you know, like I said, they attract other like people. But there's other explanations. For example, one of my favorites is maybe people who smile in response to the photographer asking them to smile are more obedient, and perhaps obedience helps nurture the stability of a relationship. Who knows?
Oh, please.
I know.
Now, I should ask you, are you married?
I am married, in fact, yes.
And did you look at your wife's yearbook picture before you got married?
Well, when I married her, I hadn't done the study, so I didn't know to look at her photo. But since then, I have, and I'm happy to say that she had a huge smile on her face, thankfully. And I looked at my yearbook photos, and I smiled, but not. I wouldn't say it was a huge smile, very intense smile. So I'm glad that I married somebody that did.
Now the. So she's obviously helping you along. Now, you also go into spotting autism early. I should tell you, my wife is a developmental pediatrician, and like what you said, believes that that obviously early intervention makes a difference, and that observing the child early on is very important. But tell us about what you found in the research about observation and early childhood observation and autism.
Yeah, in the last 5 to 10 years, there's been some more and more research piling up showing that, number one, the earlier you intervene in trying to treat autism, the younger a child is, the more likely that a person will have success in that treatment because the brain is so plastic early on and so it can be molded by experience. So the trick, of course, and the goal is to try to identify autism as early as possible. And they are learning that we can do this earlier and earlier. And in the book, I talk about, in fact, what really got me interested in this is my own son, Isaac, had some red flags for autism very early in his life. And these red flags alerted me, and as a developmental psychologist, I was kind of tuned into these. And he was showing things like, you know, not looking into our eyes. You know, he wasn't gazing into our eyes when we would look into his, which was kind of a red flag. He wouldn't babble like a lot of babies would at a certain age. He was kind of, it looked like he was in his own world a bit, you know, and he was rocking back and forth sometimes and whatnot. So he had a lot of these red flags, and it turns out that these red flags, even as young as 2 months old, one study showed recently, it was a study published last month in Nature, where the researchers found that babies children who would eventually develop autism don't look into the eyes of adults nearly as often as typically developing infants, as 2 months old. So these are really important red flags to look at.
Well, I do want to tell people how good the book The Tell is, the little clues that reveal big truths about who we are. The Tell, T-E-L-L, Matthew Hertenstein, Hertenstein. It's been on with us. Sensational book. Wonderful book. Thank you very much.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.